Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I am your host, Kyle. We got a wonderful program for you today. This week on the conversation, Glenn Beck was kicked off Sirius Satellite Radio for like a week or two because of comments Brad Thor made, one of his guests, which I kind of agree with a little bit. I'll get into that. Also, Hillary's email scandal, if she's indicted on these email scandal claims, should she still run for president? If you're a follower of the fan, you'll know what the answer already is when they ask people that. Should she be able to? Also, the AR-15 inventor. Wow. What he says, HBO did what Jon Stewart did and all of them do. They omit certain parts of your answers to make you look bad. I'll get into that. Also, over the weekend, people were asked what Memorial Day is for. And the answers will not surprise you if you listen to the conversation. It's sickening. Even if you were to say, well, he handpicked people that he interviewed 100 people and hand-selected. Even if one person gave the answer, some of these people did. Lord help them. Snoop Dogg is asking his fans to boycott the movie Roots. I'll get into that. And politicians are like unions. They are. Name a union that has suffered when a company went under. Can you name one? I can't. Also, there's tons of buzz at Old Trafford and also at Indianapolis Motor Speedway this past weekend. Also, I want to pay tribute to Jeff Kruss. He is a Blue Angels pilot who was killed earlier today. The conversation begins right now. John 13, 35, 34 through 35. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for each other will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And I want to take a moment and play something in memory of the fallen pilot. Please keep this family and your friends and all those in the armed forces in your hearts. We don't really know much. What they've told us is through a guy who's keeping his name and his anonymity a secret because I guess they don't want to know anything. Supposedly it was during a takeoff when he crashed. We have no few details except for it was Jeff Kruss. KUSS, and he was a Marine captain, and those are highly selected. They take the best 50 pilots, and out of those 50, they select the best of the best. And then they select 20, and then those 20 are scrutinized. Those guys, you know, you could have 50 Africanized bees flying around them, and they wouldn't move. They are that well trained. And you know, I want to move into this really right now, mainly because of this pilot dying. They had a guy, I forget what his name is. He goes around and he's sort of like a Waters World. He asks questions. You know, like, what is Memorial Weekend all about? I get an extra day off, so who really cares? I mean, I don't care. You know, I get an extra day, so that's all I care about. Well, actually, Memorial Weekend is about honoring all the fallen surfers, you know, that had drowned in the water and stuff, and paying homage to them. Oh, okay, cool. Are you going to do anything special for that? Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard the waves are just great today. I've heard, man, if you go out, I've heard the surf is incredible. Now, of course, the liberal is going to tell you, oh, well, he handpicked people. He looked around and they interviewed 100 people and he selected the ones that got the answers wrong. Let's say he did that. Let's say everyone he selected, he only selected the ones that got the answers wrong except for the guy at the end. Having anyone in this country saying that Memorial Weekend is a weekend that we honor surfers that died and believing it. What are they teaching our kids? What did I tell you last week? Here's $20 million. I want to help publish these books in history. Oh, well, by the way, since I gave you $20 million, this is what's going to go in the book. Glenn Beck talked about there's a thing called Reimagine America. And what did they talk about? How could we reimagine America? How could we reinvent its history? If we could reimagine what America could have been or what it, how can we reimagine it so that when people see it, they don't see the America that was. They can see the image that they want so that, hey, so when I talk about what our forefathers really wanted, the reimagining America can, no, this is what America, they can, just like if they don't teach a cursive, guess what? You can't read the original Constitution. They can type it up on the internet for you and put whatever they want into it. Dang near in tears. When you have people that, oh, Memorial Day, yeah, it's where we celebrate fallen surfers. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, you're gonna do anything special because for the surfers? Or no, I don't really have anything planned. You know, I don't. I'm probably gonna go home and just relax. You know, one guy said he was gonna go barbecue and grill out and party and stuff. But he didn't know what he was celebrating. He doesn't know what he's celebrating on Memorial Weekend. But he's going to grill out, cook out, and party. It makes me sick. It makes me sick. I mean, what am I doing on Memorial Day weekend? Sunday, I got my Salute Your Troops shirt, and I'm trying to find anyone in the military, and I get them to sign my shirt. It's a Mark Martin shirt, and a bunch of drivers had Salute Your Troops cars, and they had shirts. And I get anyone I can find that's a vet or a former military, and I sign them. And not only do I thank them for their service, I let them know that I'm there for them, that you have fallen soldiers, and that we respect the dead, that we're there knowing that not all came back. You know? That we honor those that died. Yes. I still remember, it's been several years now, but it was hotter than all. It was hotter than hell. I'll say it like that. And one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Colonel Wade Schaefer, his car got stuck, and he was stuck. You know, so I'm helping him out. So his car got stuck, and when he came back, I had to convince Colonel Wade Schaefer that he shouldn't watch the Purdue game and had to go to the hospital and get some fluids and get checked out because it was so hot. He was up there in age. And a civilian trying to tell Colonel Wade Schaefer, because it doesn't matter if you're 21 or you're 91, if you're a colonel, you're a colonel. You demand that respect. Like there's a USAA commercial that goes, I'm out of the service 15 years and they still refer to me as gunnery sergeant when I call. He was always, and I'm like, Wade Schaefer. Yeah, Wade Schaefer, permission to speak freely. Colonel, permission to speak freely, sir. And he goes, permission granted, sir. What's on your mind? He called me sir even though I'm Kyle. He always called me sir. I'm like, you should be in sick bay. You need to go to the hospital. You're not doing well, sir. And I had to convince a colonel to go to the hospital when he wanted to watch the Purdue game, and they got blown away anyways. And he reluctantly agreed. But I'll never forget when Paul Schaefer, his son, came up to me at lunch, and he said, "Kyle, you got to go see my dad. He's not going to make it." And I was the last one to see him alive. And he didn't want me, he wouldn't eat anyone's food but mine. If someone else was cooking an omelet, he wouldn't eat it. He's like, "Can you make an omelet and just put it in the fridge and we'll warm it up tomorrow for him, because he won't touch anyone's food but yours." And they demand our respect. And to have people thinking it's about following surfers, I don't even know a surfer that's fallen, but I do know vets. And I would give my left arm if it would help a vet for what they've done for our country. I know Trump would do the same thing. And that's history is being lost in this country, folks. That's not right or left. What does Republican or conservative or Democrat or progressive have to do with the fact that people don't even know their own history? They don't know what they're celebrating. That's what I try to educate you people, so you have a clue. So that if you want to vote for Hillary Clinton, great.
Well,
there's a crap load of people that still say she should be able to run for president, even if she's indicted on this email scandal. Well, I think she should still vote. I think she should still be able to run. That's what I'm saying. You know, I think she should. You know, what the heck? You know, you're involved in an investment scandal. I think if someone gets found guilty of like securities fraud, I think they should still be able to be a tax, you know, professional and sit there and go out and work on the stock market. I mean, that's me, but I think, you know, if you're caught, if you're indicted on fraud or whatever, I think you should still be able to be a Girl Scout leader if you're a child molester. Why not? What could go wrong? Really, folks? But they think that if Hillary Clinton gets indicted on this email scandal, that she should still be able to run for president. She should be taken out in the public square, hung, and in the process saying, "This is what happens when you break the law, when you do something that takes our national security away." But hey, if Hillary Clinton should be able to run, then why not? I mean, that's how these people don't care. "I'm voting for Hillary no matter what. There ain't nothing you're going to do. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I'm voting for Hillary. I don't care. There ain't nothing you're going to tell me. La 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 la. I don't care. La 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 la. I don't care if she's killed me. I don't care what she's done. They ain't never going to. I don't care what Barack Obama's done. I'm never going to. I think he's Jesus Christ. I don't care." That's how these people. I'll say it over and over again. My mom said the same thing to me. When they were going, "Obama, Obama," she goes, It reminds me of those videos where they show these people chanting and praising their dictator, whether it's Fidel Castro, whether it's Kim Jong-un or Kim Il-sung, whatever. And that's, you know, and I saw this sign this guy was holding, a Bernie Sanders sign. He's like, "End student debt forever." I like Bernie Sanders. I'm like, yeah, I want to have my university run into the ground like Burlington College in Vermont. That's closing this year, by the way. And Bernie Sanders' wife ran it for a while. She was president. That's what I want to have happen. Not that, you know, that's going to, you know, that's just whatever. You know, but Glenn Beck has been suspended for a week or 2 weeks. I forget what it was, on Sirius XM's Patriot channel, because over a guest's comments, Brad Thor's comments about, like, someone is someone going to hang Trump because he oversteps his boundaries. And I guess what I from the vibe that I got was he was being like, okay, Barack Obama is using his executive order just to pass whatever he wants to, and no one's holding him accountable. So someone needs to hold Trump accountable. Is someone going to sit there and hang Trump and sit there and hold him accountable for what he is? Because he's a conservative right now, and he's going to supposedly do all this right wings, do all this stuff that's very conservative. But is he just going to willy-nilly, you know, just start, okay, well, screw Congress, screw Senate, I'm just going to pass whatever I want to. Okay, I don't care if the Senate or Congress votes, we're going to build a wall. I don't care if they vote, I'm going to do what Obama's doing, but I'm going to do it on the right side. And hope that in the end, if there is actually some, how would I put this, like if he's going to make some pro-business changes to make it easier for a business to work for his company, hopefully it helps mine in the end. Hopefully things that Obama's passed or Bush has passed that has crippled and it's made it harder for his company to work, hopefully the laws he makes will help my business. Since he's probably going to do a lot of things, since he's a businessman, to make it easier to function as a business, hopefully that will trickle down and help me. You know, but he's just going to, but there's some people that say, is anyone going to hold him accountable for not going through the proper channels? You know, the House and the Senate. You know, if you ever watched Schoolhouse Rock, there's an easier way to get a bill passed. It's called executive order. If you ever watched that Saturday Night Live skit, that was hilarious. But there's a reason why we have these things, so that one person just doesn't have the sole discretion to just pass whatever they want to. And I guess they thought it might incite violence because people were already up in arms, and there's anti-Bernie Sanders people and anti-Trump, and I don't know. I just know what Howard Stern says half the times is way worse, but what are you going to do, you know? Like, they're going to take him off the air? How many billions of people he have listened to him? I don't know. But you wonder if it was Chris Matthews on there when he had been suspended. And what's the 2 weeks going to do? Like, you know, I mean, really? I don't know. I don't get it. I want to move into, let me see if I can... Jim Sullivan. Gun owners would know this guy. Hopefully. He is the inventor of the AR-15. And shock, he came out that HBO misrepresented his views by omitting key parts of his answers. Gee. Surprise. They've done that on Jon Stewart. There was a guy that was on there talking about why you shouldn't increase the minimum wage. And they literally would have him, they would ask him the same question like 7 times until he goofed up one time, and that's the one they aired. If you heard him on Glenn Beck, you would say, yeah, this is why you should not raise minimum wage. If you saw him on Jon Stewart, he was like a kook, because they omit key answers so that he looks bad. And it's crazy. But, I mean, that's how they work. They can't take an AR-15 gun inventor and have him speak his mind and have him say what he says. They have to admit his answers because he makes sense. They can't take him word for word because if they do, wait a minute. He makes sense here. We're going to have to do something to make him look bad. Because word for word, what he says makes sense. I remember I was watching a special and they've had him on several times on programs. Jesse Marcel Jr., who his dad saw the wreckage at Roswell. And he goes, well, my dad wouldn't have woke us up at like 1 a.m. to show us parts of a weather balloon. My dad brought parts of weather balloons home for me to play with. He goes, he brought us home to show us it because he didn't know what it was. Okay, you got to understand, you know, Roswell was a closed base. Only the most highly classified people with the highest security clearances were allowed there. You think they're going to misidentify a weather balloon? My point is, he did several shows on Roswell, you know, like Unsolved Mysteries type things, and they would misrepresent what he said. He would say one thing, and they'd omit things to make him kind of look like cuckoo. Because when you make, I mean, well, if you give me, why should I have a gun? And I give you a direct answer, and I make sense, well, how's that going to fit your agenda? How's that going to fit your agenda if you make sense? Well, what are we doing? Oh, God. Oh, what do we do, man? He makes sense. Listen to this. This makes sense. We got to omit stuff. We got to make him look like a cuckoo bird. Because the left can't handle what makes sense. Yeah. It's But that's how Jon Stewart did. They would take people on the left, and they would interview them over and over until they messed up something, and then they'd make them look bad. They couldn't let him actually, honestly say word for word. I would try to find a way to answer the question in a way that they couldn't omit it. They couldn't splice it somehow. But, you know, hey. I know people probably do that with me. They probably hear one little snippet of something I say and then like, well, he said this. But I do love what Trump said. He got into it with an ABC reporter and he said, the political press is the most dishonest people I've ever met in my life. Because they are. For the most part. Like ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. They have an agenda. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get their agenda across. When was the last time you heard someone saying that we need to ban guns? But when has the last time you heard that? Have they talked about like cops not having guns and the military not having guns? I tell anyone that's anti-gun, just look at Paris. They're 100 times stricter with guns. It's, you know, people owning a gun in France is no, you can't do it. And look at what happened in Paris. I love France. Don't get me wrong. I love France. But I have a buddy there on holiday for his honeymoon. I'm like, you're coming back to Vermont soon enough and back to your regular life in a kitchen. But they have very, very strict gun laws. And look what happened. So all they want to do is they just want to, well, we're just going to do this. And they're just going to take a snippet. And then, then when no matter how stringent or how loose the gun law would be, there's going to be an issue with guns. And then they're going to say, oh, well, we need to see that wasn't strict enough. And then they're going to snip a little bit more and take more of your freedom. And then another issue is going to happen. Then they're going to, until they have total control. No law has stopped anything. Even, like I've said before, even Al Capone wanted to keep alcohol illegal because he was making millions of dollars bootlegging. But, like I keep saying, the liberals, they don't have a leg to stand on. That's why they gotta admit parts of the key answers. That way it makes you look bad. Because this one guy said, I forget what his name was, but he was on the Glenn Beck program, was, if you hear me right now talk about why you shouldn't raise the minimum wage, you would see a side of me that you didn't see on Jon Stewart, because they omit key parts of my answers, and they edit, and they do all this stuff to make me look funny. Instead of minimum wage and increasing all this stuff, why not try to move up? Or why not try to make a stronger dollar? That way you can make $9 an hour and have it be a decent wage. Snoop Dogg is actually talking about to his fans on like Twitter and stuff, whatever, to boycott Roots, the movie, the new version. Because he's like, where are the more positive black movies? You know, the more, you know, like, look at what we've done type movies, like showing blacks that are successful instead of as slaves. It may showcase that, hey, they had an identity and they tried to better themselves and they, you know, hey, look at who we are. You know, like where's movies about like Michael Jordan and people that are successful? Wait a minute, I can't explain Michael Jordan because he's not white, which means he didn't have the white privilege, so I don't know how he did. Oh yeah, that was hard work and determination and busting your butt. That's how we got there. I kind of support it, you know. It's like that's all we need is to let everyone know. I could see it was a totally new movie, but it's just perfect timing that they're remaking Roots. You know, just kind of like, gee, interesting timing. Let's just throw some gasoline on that fire. I like at least Snoop Dogg standing up saying, hey, boycott it. You know, stand up. That happened, yes. But let's move on. We're better than that. We're better than people that, oh, well, I'm owed something because, see, my ancestors were slaves, so I'm owed something. Politicians like unions. I think they are. Have you ever heard of a union hurting or suffering when a company goes under? Me either. I haven't. Could be wrong, but you know, when Hostess goes under, I didn't hear any stories about the union suffering. Union suffers as Hostess goes under. I never heard that. Because they didn't suffer. Now Hostess is made in Mexico. How many politicians are suffering when most Americans are wondering, where's my next meal coming from? Am I going to be able to afford that Obama tax? There's things my wife would like to do or I'd like to do, but I got to have insurance. I get fined. There's about 29 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in so much, wherever you're listening, throughout the world or in the U.S. But unions, I've never heard of a union suffering when a company goes under. And I don't see politicians suffering. They got 75 people standing around them all carrying guns protecting them, but they want to take your gun from you. They want to pass this Obama tax, but then they want to have waivers to give to their friends so that they don't have to use Obama tax or get fined if they don't. If it's so great, Nancy Pelosi should be wanting to run up there and, oh, I want to have more. I want to have extra Obamacare. I want to have extra Obama tax. They talk about the top 1% paying their share. Well, they're the top 1%. But they invent all the loopholes. I could support a union if they suffered when a company went under. But they don't. And then when you work in for kitchen unions and, well, you can't light the pilot, you have to have maintenance do it. Yep, and you can't. And that grilled shrimp, you can't put that on the salad because you're the grill guy, and the salad guy can't get the shrimp off the grill. You have to have an intermediary person. Yep, your contract doesn't say anything about you doing barbecuing, so that barbecue pork has to be done by that person over there. I don't get it, folks. This is not the world I grew up in. It's not, you know. I was taught what Memorial Weekend was. I was taught about my history. I was taught to respect my elders. In Colorado, there were some... Oh, let me get this up. There was a... Air Force Academy flyover, and the Thunderbirds, a fighter jet crashed right after they had a flyover where Obama was speaking at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and in the process he was able to eject and land safely. And you know, it's just, it's in a testament, at least in some cases, that those pilots are very well trained in how to do stuff, and everything is kept in the dark right now. They don't, until they have all their investigations and all their internal investigations to what happened, why it happened, they're not trying to release anything, or if they could get it to where they can do all this without you knowing that the plane even crashed, they would try to do it. But the pilot of the F-16, he survives. Major Alex Turner. And it just, because those things are those people are very highly, highly, highly selected. They don't just select anyone. They go through scrutinizing. It's just one more reason why we give thanks to those guys, because they put their life on the line every day, even if it's just for a flyover. They're human beings. They build those planes. There's no guarantee when they go up there that they'll come home. Just because you do everything right doesn't mean there's going to be a malfunction with a parachute when you jump out. That's why we have Memorial Day, to give thanks to those who have fallen and let them know that we do not take their sacrifice for granted. I don't get it. I'm just one of those people. I don't know where these. But then you have people that, well, let's elect Bernie Sanders. That way, if we elect him, we can get rid of student loan debt. It all has to come from somewhere. You might make shirts and hand a couple out for free, but after a while, you start putting a lot of time and effort into that t-shirt, and you start, wait a minute here, I keep handing these things out, what am I getting in return? If I ain't getting no money for them, you're going to say, wait a minute here, Pretty soon, I have bills due. I gotta pay for those shirts. And then if this guy is gonna give me money, great. And then, well, I gotta do something before you know it. Everyone's like, well, he's getting paid for doing next to nothing. You know, why do stuff and get penalized? I can just do it for free. You know, no, you're going to sit there, you're going to make these shirts, you're going to say, well, I got to get something for them because, hey, I put my time and effort. I might give a couple out to get people to say, well, look at these shirts, man, this guy, yeah, I was just, these were just some samples to see what people thought of them. Yeah, they're $10. I got to make my money. And what do you think is going to really happen if college education is free? Well, how are all those professors being paid? Where's that money coming from? Tax the top 1%, 100% of their income. Guess what? You're going to pay for the universities probably a year, maybe, with all the students going, maybe. I think it was Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare was like 2 years is all it would do. But, oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Well, let's just like Bernie Sanders. Let's eliminate the currency. They already tried to dumb the currency down by making it to where they can put as little in there as possible to where an all-steel penny still costs more than a penny to make. Well, I want to have value. I want to be able to take this penny and know that there's like 3 cents worth of metal in it so that if I was to melt it down, it'd be worth more than the to make it have value. You know, no one talks about strengthening the dollar. All they talk about is, I want more money, I want more money, I want more money. Why don't you strengthen the dollar, make it worth something? That way you can say, hey, I can go to the grocery store and I can have decent, I know I can fill my cart with my money. And I'd be like, well, I went to the grocery store and I didn't buy anything and I spent $200 like my mom does. But they don't think like that. They don't think, how can I make the dollar more valuable? How can I make it more valuable? Instead of how can I devalue the dollar? That's how it is, folks. I think we should just give everyone $75 an hour and we can all live filthy rich. And then we'll figure out where all the money comes from later. Heck, we'll just give everyone a printing press. That way they can just print whatever they want. You know, if everyone can print off as much money as they want, it's not going to devalue it. That's about how some liberals think. Not all, but some. About 20 minutes left in the program, folks, and thank you all for tuning in, wherever you are. Wow. What a weekend, folks. This past weekend, me and my wife got into the Guinness Book of World Records. Hard to believe. We were at the largest single-day sporting event in history. 350,000 plus people were at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the 100th running of the Indy 500. I had to be there. Next year will be my 30th year. This is my 29th year, and so many people, because I was there, I'll try to keep the whole story short, but I'll probably go for a while. You know, everyone's like, where'd you get that? Because they had like, you know, 100 with a slash, and you put like one if it's your first 500, three or four, you know. And like, where'd you get that? I'm like, well, they were there when I came in. And there were tons of them in there. It was kind of cool. It, you know, the, like, legends, everything was, like, majorly increased because I gave the lady $10 for Legends Day for two people because it's usually $5. This year it was $10. And they have a memorabilia show, and if you don't know what the memorabilia show is, it's sort of like a swap meet because there are people that collect like the, what do they call those things? The programs. And there's like these brass buttons that they have from different teams, and they'll have like, you know, that get you into all the areas, you know, and it's given to a team. You know, you can't buy them. They're given from a team, and there are people that collect them. You know, the diecast. There are several people that have diecast, and there's like old, like Indy 500, like track that you can turn into a track, and it has two like Indy cars with like triggers, and they go around the track, like a race game, like an RC kind of game where it has that track, and you put the car on the track, and when you hit the trigger on the gun, it goes around. And they have old, you know, like stuff from like back in the day, like any Indy car, Hot Wheels and stuff. People trade and they have like autographs. And there's, I got a Dale Coon Racing T-shirt 1 year that was from the kart series. All kinds of different stuff. And normally you can walk through that thing. It was wall to wall people. And it was hotter than all get out in there. And there wasn't as many vendors. One thing I did notice big time is it was the Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil. I didn't see anything from Pengrade, from the Motor Oil, like any booth or anything about it. And one of my friends said that she thinks a lot of companies have stopped doing all these freebie things because everyone just takes them and then turns around and sells them on eBay. Which that could possibly be, you know. Because if you go on eBay right now, there are people that want like $24 for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway milk carton, the pint that's full or empty. Some of them are empty.
That's just so stupid. It's free stuff.
Yeah.
And you want to pay for it?
Yeah. I had like three of the milks during the race day. And I have two empty bottles in my house cleaned out and two in my fridge that are full. And what it was just a pint of milk. And it had like the 100th running at Indy 500 winners drink milk. And they and one guy on eBay says like, you know, it was limited to 100,000. I'm like, I was told that everyone that went could get one. So I had like total, I had seven. I think, something like that. I didn't save all the bottles, but knowing what people are wanting for them. Because I can't drink a lot because I have to be careful what has weed in it. And I like Fuzzy Zeller's, the Fuzzy Vodka, the Fuzzy Zeller Vodka. You can't even find that right now because they did a 100th anniversary collector's bottle. And the one store I went down the street, oh, yeah, as soon as they came in, as soon as they were on the shelf, they were bought. I went to another place, oh, yeah, we got some in, but they were, like, taken instantly. But, like, a week before the race, they were all sold just because of the bottle. It's just ridiculous. I'm sure they're going to try to sell it for $80, even though it's a $30 vodka. Yeah, I put it like this, folks. I remember when a guy called Connie's Cards and Comics in Lafayette. This guy did, and he wanted to buy all of her Death to Superman. So she had, and she says, no, I've got ones that are reserved. You can reserve one, no more, because I want to give everyone a chance to get one. And there are people around that time wanting $15, $20, $30 for them. Now, going eBay, there are people that are giving them away for 99 cents, and they were $2.50 brand new when they did it in a sealed package. And then a week later, they did one where it was unopened, where it was opened, where it was without the sealed package, so you could read it. So, you know, these milk things, people, I save it. I'm saving a couple just because I went, you know, but as a memory. And so what, you know? I'm not trying to make money off of it. And I guarantee you down the road, they're worth what you can get for them. As my dad was famously always taught me. So, but it was except for the massive crowds, it was a great time. But then the only thing I don't like about it is you get all these people that don't follow the sport, don't know anything about it, and they're there just for the 100th year, or they're just there because it's the 500th. You know, and it's like, okay, when they go to Detroit, there won't be that many people. When they go to Road America, hopefully they get some, hopefully this starts a spark and gets people interested in the sport, but I doubt it, you know. It would be nice, but hey. As we move on, folks. Oh, I want to bring this out. I do got to give a kudos out to Cooper Tires. I use Michelin tires from France because they're really, really good. But at the Cooper Tire booth, they sponsored K-Love and Indy Raceway Ministries. And they had like a miniature church service. And the Indy Raceways minister was like, you know, church is about coming together. It's not about a building or a place. And introduce yourself to two or three or whatever. Say hi to someone. Get to know them, what their name is. And John Tibbs was the artist sponsored by K-Love that came and played a couple songs in this makeshift service when they talked about stuff and read from the Bible and stuff and got it signed. Got his free CD signed. It was amazing. Got to meet him. It was cool. But, like, one of the Indianapolis Raceway Ministries, me and my wife and him prayed together. Because I'm possibly looking at a different job and stuff. And to, you know, and if you know the Bible, you understand Revelation chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a lot of strength, but you've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. And whether he opens the door or shuts the door, I know he's in charge. And I mean, I've been to 29,500, as I said. Just that was, like, amazing to be able to go to, like, a little makeshift service and, you know, and that's awesome because, like, one of the drivers was up there from the Indy Lights series, and he's like, yeah, I'm on the track for, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm here all week. That's a minimal part of what I do. And he's just so boisterous about, you know, his spiritual life and you know, and giving it to God. And, you know, hit me and one of the Raceway ministers, you know, we'll talk, and I'm like, you know, I'm just thanking God I don't hit the wall going around turn two or, you know, whatever. But it's just so amazing that Cooper Tires would do that. So if you're a Christian, think about that next time you get tires. Because I sure will. That was just amazing. But there wasn't a lot of vendors. Last year they've had 5-Hour Energy. Well, he was a Mystic Cigarettes. Mystic E-Cigarettes was actually the sponsor of Sebastian Bourdais, and Blue E-Cigarettes was there. I don't know if because people got a hair up their butt or something that they didn't want back, or who knows. But just a lot of things. So, but it was a great time, though. Just hard to believe. There's just so many people. I'm like, where's the helicopter? But Bill, one of my cousins, Tom, he knew a friend, Bill, that was right down 16th Street. We stayed there and camped in his backyard, and they had a band, and they had an amazing cookout. And they're like, yeah, we got pots and pans. You don't have to pull out your little burner. Just come inside, and you can take your soup, because I got a gluten-free soup. And, you know, it was a potato soup, and it was vegetarian and gluten-free and all this stuff. So, yeah, you can use this and heat it up, and I ate it. And me and a couple of guys were talking about the 500s in the past. And I'm like, I just want an American to win it this year just because it's the 100th year and it's an American race. But other than that, and Alexander Rossi, my favorite Formula One driver, won it. So kudos to him. Because a lady at work was like, well, I heard it was some unknown. I'm like, well, in the IndyCar series, yes, because it's his first year in the Izod IndyCar series, Alexander Rossi, but he is big in Formula One. So she goes, oh, you must be a big fan. I said, yes, I follow motorsports. But, yeah. As we move on, folks. Oh, yeah, my wife actually was blown away by a... They were airlifting someone out with an IU helicopter, IU hospital helicopter, and I'm filming, and it's about ready to go full blast, and I shut my camera off out of the corner of my eye. I see my wife going back to a, being blown back to a concrete barricade. There's like four people lost their hats, and I'm like, thank God for that barricade, because my wife, I don't know where she'd have been. She'd have been like gone. Yes, it was. Now some news out of Old Trafford, folks. As Jose Mourinho is, it's not a dream. He's our manager. We're stuck with it. But Marcus Rashford, I am happy at United, and Mourinho phoned me to tell me that I am in his plans for next year. I can't wait for preseason to start. So Marcus Rashford, as many people have stated, and I've said this, Mourinho is usually not one to choose youngsters. And he went with one. Yes, he did. He's, but Juan Mata is one that's considered to be tossed, and there's a couple others. So, as we move on with this Old Trafford stuff, I don't know. I trust, technical difficulty, I trust Jose Mourinho. He's been successful. Why he, his last year at Chelsea didn't work out, I have no idea. I have no idea, but I trust that we have no choice.
Exactly.
And it, that when I heard that he gave Marcus Rashford a shout out, like, hey, you're in my plans. He's not one to go with youngsters, but United is known for taking the under 21 people and bringing them up and giving them a shot. So I give him kudos. I'm kind of excited. I don't know, because I guess after this year and having Leicester City winning the title, anything can happen. What is it? What does the Bible say? With God, all things are possible. So, hey, it's exciting. It's not like, well, if we win, but by how much? Now it's like, great. Oh, it's going to be. Not that I'm a big fan of Mourinho or anything at all. Don't get me wrong. I got about 5 minutes left in the program. But, yep, I think it's going to be good. Whatever happens at Old Trafford, you know, who's going to stay, who's going to go. I just, makes me sick that 29 years with association with Giggs and it's done. I don't follow him anymore. Well, there's a thing that I told my wife one time. There was a IndyCar race, a NASCAR race, Manchester United and Detroit Tigers all around the exact same time. Not to mention, later in the day, there was a New York Red Bulls game going on. And I don't really follow them that much anymore, but my favorite NHL team, the Sharks, are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time. And guess what? They're down 2-0 when it comes to taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins. But what do you expect? They're a great, great team. I don't expect them to lose. The Penguins, that is. We'll have to wait and see when we go back to San Jose if anything changes, but there is a great team. And to see my Sharks, that now I don't really follow because I have too much other stuff I'm following, it's hard to. It's just neat to see them in their first Stanley Cup final in franchise history. So congratulations to you guys. Good luck. But it's going to be tough. They got the spirit of Mario Lemieux. I think that's how you said his name. It's just exciting. I got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really want to thank you all for tuning in, because it's an hour of your time, and it means a lot that you listen to me, and I hope you educate yourself, hope you, like, wake up, you know, and realize, hey, dang it, he's right. I've never heard of a union going under or hurting or suffering when a company goes under. Wait a minute here. Look at what Howard Stern says. And Glenn Beck is suspended? See, I thought that was like a pay radio where you could... That's one reason why I thought Howard Stern went on there. Because he could say almost anything he wanted to without... And not having worry of getting... suspended or thrown out or anything. And now Glenn Beck gets suspended. I mean, we do, as radio hosts, I do have a code of ethics. There's things that I try not, lines I try not to cross, just because that's who I am. You know, but at the same time, you know, we do have freedom of speech. Unless I'm wrong. Let me get my app out. Yeah, I got the new iBrain app. It's where I can think for myself. Yeah, I think I do have freedom of speech. We're in America. Oh, I might offend somebody. Yeah, oh, you'll not believe this. See, my mom the other day went to this stand-up comedian and he made fun of Jesus and she laughed and then the next day she had leprosy. That was a joke, folks. You're not going to get hurt if you get offended. They've interviewed tons of Native Americans who support the Redskin name. But the liberals tried to ban it. They really did. Well, we might offend people. Just to let you know, we're going to use some offensive terminology by calling them the Washington Redskins. Whoops, I said it again. I told you a while back ago on the program, I wasn't going to use the W term when referring to the Redskins, but hey. Anywho, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. You all mean the world to me. It's, you know, I use my iBrain app every time I get it. Yep. I use my heart, you know, I think with my heart, you know. Imagine if everyone used the Bible like they use in that, like their phone. World would be a lot better place, you know. If you think, well, you still can, folks, you know. Think while you still can. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, mutually pledged to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Folks, until next time, good night and God bless. Goodbye.